feature race at the Valley yesterday was the Group 2 Australia Stakes.
Then Western Empire and Superstorm up before the bend. Jigsaw at the 600 in front of Snapper. Churis had the drop. Calypso Rain about to be clicked up. Then Ironclad, Western Empire, Superstorm to the bend. Jigsaw a half in front. He's yet to come off the bit. On the outside, ridden along a little bit now as Snapper. Churis right behind them and travelling up. Then Calypso Rain and Western Empire from the back making ground. Churis comes to the outside as Jigsaw kicked away from Snapper. Snapper can't go on. Jigsaw the leader. Churis 2 lengths away. Calypso Rain running on. He's in front, Jigsaw. Runs 1,200. He'll run it on his ear. He screams away the last little bit. And that's a brilliant display of speed. Wins 2.5 to Churis.
He won the battle for the lead and he dominated the race. And he's trained by Cindy Alderson, who joins us this morning. Congratulations, Cindy.
Thank you, Warren. Good morning.
Watching the group involved with Jigsaw down in the mounting yard or the where the winners returned yesterday. And there was some emotional scenes post-race. Michael Walker, part of that. Just take us through how you were feeling as the race unfolded.
Look, it's funny. I was on the rail and Terry was calling Truth coming at him. I was like, I don't know that she's getting that close to him. But and I thought I mustn't be seeing it properly. But as he got closer to me, I thought, no, he's got this race. And it was really exciting. Pretty good to have everybody there. I mean, there's only Marcus Price, not Mick Price, that's in their horse's ownership with me. Everyone keeps saying Mick Price is his part owner. He's been a long, long time supporter of the stable. And just to have people around me yesterday that have been my supporters through some, you know, times in my past that I've needed support. And it was really fabulous to have them all there yesterday.
What was the feedback from Daniel Moore yesterday as to the merit of that performance?
Didn't get a lot of opportunity to speak to Daniel, but he just felt that the horse is just in the zone at the moment. He's racing full of confidence, and the fact is that he can go up inside a horse like Snapper and then just come off the bridle and not even touch the bridle. He's probably one of his biggest assets as a sprinter because he's not overdoing it. He's just doing it within himself, and that enables him to kick down at the end and continue to run those strong sectionals.
Plenty of options for a fit, informed sprinter at this time of the year. What are you thinking? Yourself and Marcus might be the best options for him.
Look, he went there yesterday to see what I thought he could do around the Valley. I thought he loves the rail, he loves the corner, and I thought a race like the William Reid is probably the ultimate aim for him now. But how we get there and whether we give him another run, he was only going to ever have one more run before the William Reid anyway, but whether it's the Oakley Plate or the Rubiton, I'm just not sure yet. And he'll tell me. He likes to have his races spaced. We're keeping the formula pretty simple, 3 weeks off a trial and then a race, and it seems to be working.
Around the stable, how does he do? I mean, you talked yesterday morning that you thought the jump out and his work going into this race is as good as it has been. So he's obviously thriving on that template that you've got for preparing him. What do you see from him in the days when he's not working that hard? Does he cope well with this preparation, bright, and does he get time in paddocks? A bit of variation? What do you do?
Look, he's been going to the beach a little bit. He likes that. He's pretty easy to train, to be honest with you. He likes work. If you don't work him, he'll leave feed, and if you work him, he'll eat. So he sort of pretty much tells you what he needs. The only thing that I've noticed with him is he's up the top of the barn now. He used to be down the bottom. And he appears to be enjoying that because he's checking everybody out as they go up and down the barn when we work in the morning. So he's a curious animal, and he enjoys, I think, feeling that he's in charge of everything and everyone. He's a little bit unusual in the fact that when you send him out to work, if you send them out in a group, or a string of horses, he's got to lead them. And if he doesn't lead them, he gets quite agitated. So obviously he's got that desire to be dominant in that respect. But, you know, on the whole, he's pretty easy to handle.
Good to see Michael Walker with a typically low-key hairstyle there at the races yesterday. Just talk us through Michael's involvement now with you and particularly this horse.
Well, Michael, as you well know, was the first one that sat on him in the trial at Mowi, and that formed a relationship between Michael and I. And he's since had the fall and he's been away from the track. But I think it's really important for him and myself to have somebody that wants to be involved in the stable, wants to come and you know, be keen on the horses. He does a bit of form for me, and we all know that Michael's really good on form, great assessment of horses. So he's still got some things to learn about the training of them, but he's keen and he wants to do it. it was great to see his partner Lauren there yesterday. She's been a fabulous support to him. And, you know, he's just one of those effervescent characters that you can't help but enjoy.
Talk about support. Your mum and dad, your whole family have been so integral in racing in Victoria, the Cranbourne community in general. They must be very proud with the achievements that you're putting there on your training CV in your own right. And those family colours have been so prevalent for so long. Must have been a proud family moment yesterday.
Yeah, I think Dad was really thrilled for me. And, you know, they've been behind me the whole way. And my sister, she now helps us in the office. So it's pretty much a family affair, and it has to be when you're small like us. And even, you know, the people that were at the races yesterday, Melissa and, you know, Logan Bates back at the stables, like, they are all almost family to me. We're a small team, but we've been together a long time. Nicole, I think, has been there for 15 years, which is pretty unheard of in the racing industry. So we know each other like family. We have our squabbles. But when we have a day like yesterday, I think everybody just really gets behind it and feels that it's a job well done, you know. And when you're a small team, you get less opportunities to do that, but certainly helps to have a horse like him in the stable to lift everyone's spirits.
Your memory on this would be a lot better than mine, but in years gone by, your dad, Pat Hyland, they were almost the kings of Cranbourne training. Robbie Griffiths, Greg Urell were there, but that probably almost was the core of the training base there. The evolution of Cranbourne in recent years has been astonishing. How have you seen that?
A bit busy, to be honest with you. I was there way back in the old days when we used to train at the racetrack and use the racetrack stalls, and we only had one sand track to work on, no lights, a crossing, all the rest of it. And we were a pretty tight-knit community back then. And then, obviously, you know, through a lot of hard work from my father, who sees the opportunity to see that land next door, and along with Bruce Purcell and a few other trainers around at the time, they put in a proposal to the government and got that fabulous block there off the government to develop a training centre, which is without parallel, I think, in Australia anyway. And we're very fortunate enough to secure Neil Bainbridge, who is a really progressive CEO, and, you know, he hasn't had a lot of luck race day, but he's always got fabulous ideas, and he just wants to continually move the training centre forward with progressive innovations, and obviously getting the trainers like Kieran Maher and Mick Price and all that there when the Caulfield track closed has certainly lifted our level of quality around the place. And certainly, you know, if you win a trial there now, you can probably go to the races and be confident you're going to be competitive. So it's been a good opportunity for us all to work harder and lift our game, and hopefully the winners keep coming out of Cranbourne.
Yeah, it's a great story, the development, the evolution of that training complex. Your family is such a significant part of it and part of its success in the modern era. Cindy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Juan.